Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. The word home means something very special to most of us. And I have very fond memories of my home growing up in Manhattan Beach. It was an 800 square foot home. It had one bathroom for the four of us, and eventually five when my grandfather lived with us. We had one TV. We had one phone, and the phone had a very long cord. And I had one brother, and my brother and I played a lot. There were no video games. We played with big boxes, making shelters outside to protect us from our neighbors who would attack. And we played baseball out in the street until one day I swung a bat and shattered the living room window. Those were days, as I look back on it now, that I regard as peaceful. To describe today, I would use words like hectic, frantic, fragmented, fragile. This is a different era than when I grew up. Can you imagine one TV? So we all have memories of the word home. The gospel reading today is situated at a time when there was a transition going on. Since Easter, we've been reading and hearing gospel passages that are preparing us for when Jesus leaves. In his resurrected life, he ascends to the Father. And so in these gospels since Easter and until Pentecost, we're hearing Jesus prepare his followers to transition into becoming his church. And they will learn how to do that. They will learn how to be church, like we learn how to be church. So in this gospel, Jesus includes some nuggets that he doesn't want them to forget. And so he calls on them to remember one of the golden nuggets, to love one another as he has loved us. And then he says, but you're not going to have to do this by yourself. I'm going to send you my Spirit. That Spirit will be an advocate, a helper, a counselor, to remind you of what I've been talking about, of what I've been teaching. And in this moment, he says to them, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. But I do not give it as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And in this passage, he takes it a step further. Yes, I'm going to give you my Spirit. I'm going to invite you to receive my peace. And I and the Father are going to make our home in you. The word home he uses to talk about the place of peace within us. It's a profound understanding of where the presence of God exists, and it's within us. Now, when any of you, including myself, leave our homes, we usually leave instruction with someone else to take care of things while we're gone. So I'm leaving tomorrow to go to the clergy conference in Riverside. I'll be gone several days, So I need to prepare. What I really need to prepare is the care of my dog. I have an 82-pound German Shepherd Labrador mix, who's about 12. She's on Royal Canine Mobility Diet. And to get ready, I've made baggies of her dried food, and inside have included her anti-inflammatory pill and two pain killers. She's an old dog. And I've left instructions with a neighbor who has Lori's pet service, and she's up the street. So Lori will be coming tomorrow to bring Gracie in, to feed Gracie. The next morning she will come to let Gracie out, to feed Gracie, to walk her. So I've left instructions. That's what Jesus did in this gospel. He left instructions. This is what I really want you to remember. Yes, I've said a lot of things, but if you could just remember to love one another, start there. That is the heart of what I've been trying to tell you people. Love one another. And I want to do something for you to help you to not be afraid to do this. My spirit is going to be your advocate, your counselor, your teacher, your reminder. Yes, I've shared a lot. And you need to know all this so you can be my church. I'm going to go soon, but something you will always have access to is a peace the world cannot give. How do we receive that peace? It's actually, in one way, going to be different for all of us because we are so uniquely different. We're wired differently. There are some who are extroverts, some who are introverts, some who get information through their senses, what's going on outside. There are some that get information through their intuition. There are some that process this information through their heads. They think it through. There are some that process information through their hearts. There are some that make decisions just like that. And there's others that take time. So when you hear all of that, how we receive peace is going to, in one sense, be unique. Here are some invitations to how you might receive peace. The most basic is your breath. To follow your breath. To be conscious of how you breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in, slow down and maybe say the word peace. And as you breathe out, exhale the word fear. Jesus said, do not be afraid. So exhale the word fear. And do that for several minutes until in your home, in your heart, you feel an anchor of peace. But maybe you're the type that needs to visualize. So take yourself to a place of peace. Maybe it's at the beach, you've been there, or into the mountains, you've been there, or when you've been skiing, you're just overwhelmed by its beauty. Or maybe you have an image in your house that brings you peace. Visualize it. Or maybe you're someone that needs to hold something and read. Maybe you open the Bible and read a passage of scripture, and then all of a sudden something clicks. Take that deeper still. Or read Psalm 23, because you know it so well. The Lord is my shepherd. Or maybe you're in the office and you go online and type in, slow me down, Lord, prayer. And if you do type in, slow me down, Lord, you will hear, you will be able to read the following and read it very slowly. So the anchor of peace becomes a part of your thinking process going deeper. Slow me down, Lord. Ease the pounding of my heart by the quieting of my mind. Steady my hurried pace with a vision of the eternal march of time. Give me amid the confusion of the day the calmness of the eternal hills. Break the tension of my nerves and muscles with the soothing music of the singing strings that live in my memory. Help me to know the magical, restoring power of sleep. Teach me the art of taking one-minute vacations, of slowing down to look at a flower, to chat with a friend, to pat a dog, to read a few lines of a good book. Slow me down, Lord, and inspire me to send my roots deep into the soil of life's unending values, that I may grow toward the stars of my greater destiny. To receive peace is something we just don't keep for ourselves either. Because Jesus in another gospel said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." How are we peace givers? We can't give unless we have it to give. So for Jesus to say, "Peace I leave with you," is an most important part of his instructions today. Pay attention and find that peace that passes understanding. So I ask you a few questions. What have you done recently to show your love for another person? What have you done to be a peace giver? What have you done to bring the peace of Jesus to another person? Have you had a kind word for someone who was discouraged? Have you offered a piece of bread to a person who was hungry? Have you prayed for a person who was sick? Have you visited a person who was lonely? What have you done recently? What have you done recently to help Jesus bring peace to this earth? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Come home.